This is WSKG News. This fall, the invasive plant hydrilla was found in Cayuga Lake. If left untended, the plant could cause big problems in the spring. Here's WSKG's Gabe Altieri.
This time of year at Cayuga Lake, it can be cold and windy. Hillary Lambert with the Cayuga Lake Watershed is trying to figure out how widespread the hydrilla is before the lake gets even colder and freezes.
If we let hydrilla take control over several years' time, it could make large areas of the shoreline impassable every summer.
Hydrilla grows quickly in the water. Once it reaches the surface, it creates a dense mat and crowds out the other plants. Lambert reaches down and grabs a tangled mass of weeds from the shore.
I'm looking at the one that looks a lot like hydrilla, you see? And the thing is, it's got three leaves around the center stem, and so that means we can relax.
Three leaves around the center stem is good news. Hydrilla has five leaves. The plant was found about halfway up the east side of the lake in September. Lambert worries it could be everywhere come spring. If that happens,
people could pick it up on their boats and their boat trailers and carry it all over the Finger Lakes and up to the Great Lakes, and that would really be a mess.
The Cayuga Lake Watershed is urging residents to check for hydrilla around the shore. So far, there's no sign of it spreading. Lambert says they want to use whatever data they can gather now to create a plan for the spring. This isn't the first time hydrilla popped up in Cayuga Lake. It was found in 2011, but eradicated until now. Gabe Altieri, WSKG News.